Coronavirus infection rates are slowly dipping across the state, along with hospitalizations, which have decreased some 8%, according to the state's top health official, Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mark Galley. But Dr. Galley warns it's not enough.
The good news is that we're in a posture where the spread of COVID is not growing in the state, but decreasing just a little more slowly than we would like.
Galley says the downed rates could reverse when the full impact of holiday gathering transmissions is felt. This comes as California is the first state to record more than 3 million known coronavirus infections. That's a 1 million increase in the last 3 weeks. The state only reported 2 million infections less than a month ago on December 24th. California has recorded more than 33,600 deaths due to COVID-19. In the San Francisco Bay Area, infection rates are still higher than during the Thanksgiving surge, at 333 daily new infections. And San Francisco Mayor London Breed warns they're running out of vaccines without a new influx.
All of the Department of Public Health's remaining vaccine doses are scheduled for individuals to receive their first or their second doses this week. And unless we get more vaccines, the Department of Public Health will run out of our existing supply by this Thursday. We simply need more vaccines.
This comes as the Trump administration has told state officials there is no Federal Reserve of vaccines. Los Angeles is also running low, but they're ramping up an effort to vaccinate the elderly, 65 and older, before they run out. L.A. County Supervisor Hilda Solis has signed an executive order to do so.
I want to urge patience. Patience. We do not have enough of the COVID-19 vaccine for everyone. Over 99,000 residents, 65 and older, have been infected with COVID-19. 30,000 of those residents, 65 and older, have been hospitalized because of COVID-19. And tragically, 9,802 residents in this age group have died from COVID-19. That's out of 14,000 people who have died. So beginning this week, our residents, 65 and older, of which there are 1.3 million in our county, will be able to be vaccinated.
As the state is running out of vaccines, a second coronavirus variant is spreading. That's in addition to the mutated coronavirus strain from the UK that was detected late last year. Here's Dr. Galley.
This was first identified last year. We know that it was recently identified in several large outbreaks in Santa Clara County. Some of those outbreaks in some of the congregate care facilities that we know are prone to having broad and large outbreaks. So working to determine if this variant similar to the UK variant has any increase in infectiousness, what its impact might be on vaccinations and in other areas of concern. So more to come on that. These variants just underscore the need to continue to keep our guard up.
Galley says it's unknown whether the variant is more contagious, like the UK strain, or whether the vaccine will work against it. He says researchers are investigating those questions, and more will be known in the weeks ahead. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.